And now for a couple more stories. Norwich City supporters were the best-behaved fans in the Championship last year, figures on the number of banning orders have revealed. Canaries fans were issued with just two banning orders in the 2018-19 season, the Home Office statistics have shown. While the Championship club, which was issued with the most banning orders during the season, was Birmingham City, with 57 issued last year. This was closely followed by Sheffield United, with 54, and Stoke, with 50, while the league average in the Championship was a total of 23 banning orders. On August the 1st this year, 1,771 football banning orders were in force, which is a decrease of 3% compared with those in force on August the 1st, 2018, echoing the steady decline in football banning orders in force since 2011. The club with the highest number of orders in force was Newcastle United, with 71. Norwich City fans were also ranked low for number of arrests during the 2018-19 season, with statistics showing that just 8 fans were placed under arrest. From 2018-19, there were 1,381 football-related arrests under Schedule 2 of the Football Spectators Act of 1989, a 10% drop on the previous season.
A spaniel faced a life-and-death battle after swallowing rat poison when being taken out on a morning stroll. Nathan Taylor from Sprouston took his 3-year-old dog Alfie for a walk at Cottage Plantation near Blue Boar Lane on Wednesday, the 18th of September. But hours later, when the Springer Cocker Cross was unable to stand, Mr. Taylor realised there was something very wrong with his usually energetic companion. And vets told the worried owner his serious condition was due to an ingesting a form of rat poison, which had cooled his core body temperature down and put the pup into an almost comatose state. "It was touch and go, and we thought he wasn't going to be coming home," he said. "I opened the fridge up, which is a sure-fine way to get him off the sofa, and he just didn't move. He was starting to slip into a coma." There are two types of it, one which cools their body down until they fall into a coma, and the other makes them bleed out internally. If it had been that one, he probably wouldn't be home now. He added, "The vet put him in a blanket which expands into a bubble and brought his temperature up over a few hours. They pumped him full of fluids to flush it out of his system." Poison control said that's all they can do. You've got to give the body a chance to fight it. Luckily, the treatment worked, and after spending the night being looked after, Mr. Taylor was able to bring Alfie home.
So that's all for this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Ruth Murray and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and two features which will be read by one of our special guests.